Yes, and so
I need to hear.
Missing the mark is not seeing or hearing with our hearts. Now, let's go even deeper and clarify that, because that's very vague still. So let's give an example. When my daughter said to me, "Mama, what is wrong? My chest is about to explode. I can't take the pain anymore." It wasn't there when me and you and Josh were there, but as soon as Daddy walked in the room, it began to hurt so bad it was taking my breath away. Now, the old her would have called that fear. The old her would have called that anxiety. The old her would have said, "That's my daddy's fault because he always makes me feel that way because he's angry." Mm. See, that would have been my daughter's judgment because of what she lived in the past. So when she went outside in the garage, she gave me a look like, "Mama, I need you." So I went outside to her and I said, "Baby, what's going on?" She said, "Can you feel that?" I said, "Feel what?" Because see, I can feel Michael too, but he's not my dominant. So I don't get in it. I can observe it, but I don't need to fix him anymore, do I? I used to. I wanted to be his Holy Ghost. I wanted to fix him. I don't need that. I'm okay with trusting that God can do what I'm not able. I'm well aware that I'm not able. But my daughter said to me, remember the Bible says, let them call for the elders for healing. My daughter was calling me. She saw me as an elder. She saw me as someone who could counsel her. And she gave me the eye, "Mama, I need you." She called for me. I went outside into the garage because she didn't want to hurt her daddy. She was covering him. Love covers a multitude of sin. Sin was, he was missing the mark. He didn't do anything mean. He didn't talk mean. He didn't act mean. He did nothing, but he had a feeling that he couldn't control. And my daughter was feeling it. "Mama, what is this?" I said, "Baby, whatever it is accurate. It is not lying to you. Ask God what he's telling you through this," and we could interject here, "sign, mark, flag, wonder." Why? Because she was wondering, what is this saying? What's happening? And I said, "Whatever it is, it's telling you the truth. Ask the Father." That's giving God the glory. By not leaning, she said, this is what she said. She said, "I don't want to lean into my understanding of what my daddy did a long time ago."
Right.
She did tell me, she said, "Mama, I thought about when I spilt the milk. I thought all these little bitty monuments." Also, do not miss the flag means to miss, don't miss the monument. A monument is something that you erect like a stone or a headstone. Or remember when they crossed the Jordan, they put up those 12 stones? And he said, "When your children say, 'What are these 12 stones?' you can tell them." So those memories flooded my daughter. She said, "But Mama, I don't want to judge my daddy out of that." That also means the serpent. Learned experiences mean the serpent. If she would have trusted her learned experiences, that would have deceived her. Through what? The knowledge of right and wrong. The knowledge of good and evil. So I said, "Baby, just go ask God. You and Josh talk about it. See how Josh felt. I'll talk to your daddy. See how your daddy felt. And we'll ask God to give us wisdom and understanding." Michael and I spoke. 31 years of marriage. And it was the first time where when I talked to him about it, and God has now given me verbiage to speak his language. Mm-hmm. Not mine. God, please tell me how to talk to my husband. Why? Because we each have a different language. Mm-hmm. The Bible says a wise man studies what to say. Mm-hmm. Ponders, considers. Jesus said, "I don't say it unless I hear my Father say it." Mm-hmm. So I spent time, and Rebecca spent time, both praying, asking God to give us the words. Mm-hmm. So I asked Michael, and he didn't justify. He didn't minimize. He didn't rationalize. He didn't get defensive and say, "Well, I didn't do anything wrong. I can't help it. That's just who I am." He did none of that at this moment. And he's like, "Well, I don't know. Let's see." We're asking God. And he went back to that time when he was a little boy. And he remembered. See, that's the monument. That's the flag. That's the sign. That's the wonder. He didn't miss it. We talked about it. That truth healed him. The Bible also says to miss the mark means to miss your miracle. Miss the sign, the flag, the wonder, the monument, the token, the miracle. We didn't miss the miracle. Why? Because we saw all these things. Did we do anything? No. God did what we wasn't able to. It wasn't the work of our hands. He didn't decide, "Okay, next time they come over, I'm going to have a different attitude." See, we've been told, "Bart, change your attitude." You can't do it, can you? Mm-hmm. Just don't look at her mean and don't talk with a gruffy voice. You can't do it. Sometimes you can, but if you break it one time, you've already broken it. Right? The next day, when family gets back together, compassion flows out of Michael through no decision making and no fruition of his own, just like the anger was flowing through him. Why? Because out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. In water, it has a frequency or waves, and the waves go up and the waves go down. Waves go up and the waves go down. Mm-hmm. We could say it either way. We could say that his anger was up, and then when he came down, he had compassion. Or we could say he was abased and he was hurting, and so he was angry. He was in a low spot. But then when God showed him that he loved him, he came up out of that and had compassion. Doesn't matter how you look at it that way. What matters is that you can see both. Mm-hmm. Because if you were looking at it in another dimension, it wouldn't look like up and down. It would look like this. Mm-hmm. It would look like a spiral and a cone at the same time. A cylinder and a cone. And that's how we communicate with receivers and a radio and satellites and cellular level and all of that. So to sin is to miss that feeling that's inside your body, in your heart, that has given you a frequency that without God's revelation interpretation, you won't know what to do with it. That keeps you abiding in the vine. So that what can come out? Fruit. What fruit? Kindness, gentleness, patience, long-suffering, and the like. That fruit of kindness and patience and compassion flowed out of Michael, not through an act of his deciding to be kind or patient. It was fruit just like a woman receives a seed into her womb and holds it until the birthing brings it to life, brings it out into, from the darkness into the open. The very same thing happens. That's why Jesus is called the sprout of the root of Jesse. See, a sprout is a seed that went into the dark place and died. And then when perfect timing, that seed broke out of the darkness and into the light. It's the same thing as hair. Remember Samson's hair was his glory? When you cut off the sprout, you cut off your glory. How do you cut the sprout off? By going past the feelings and getting into your logic. Trust the Lord your God with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. Acknowledge God in every emotion, and he'll direct your path. So that's what sin is. It's the revelation of sin. The Holy Ghost came to reveal. If we already knew what it was, we wouldn't need the Holy Ghost to reveal it. The Holy Ghost came to reveal righteousness, judgment, and sin. Holy Ghost reveals where you've missed the mark. Holy Ghost reveals where you've missed the sign, the flag, the wonder. You ever wondered why you were born into a family where you'd be abused? You ever wondered why God let these things happen? Holy Ghost will help you not miss it. And when you go back into that, literally, inside your body, at every cell in your body actually gets that information, you're a different person. And the only way every cell in your body gets it is when the emotion is released. That's why I work so hard to get into the emotion and help you stay there. That's also why I work so hard to find your mechanism of how you stay out of the heart. I'm not trying to pick at you. I wasn't trying to hurt Nicole by saying, Nicole, why are you smiling? I'm not trying to hurt you by saying, you're asking another question at an inappropriate time. Those are diversions. I woke you up. Absolutely. Arise and shine, my beloved. You don't tell somebody to arise if they're already awake. Right? And the only way I can give you anything is if I've already received it. So Bart asked a question about a question that I didn't have an answer to. Why didn't I have that answer? I never asked that question. If I gave you an answer from that, it'd have been from me. It'd have been just what is the healthy way as a child to deal with a bully? And I was like, you know, that's a great question, but I haven't asked the Lord. I could give you my explanation. I could give you what I might do next time or what I might say. But really, the best answer is to say, Holy Spirit, what do I do with this child in this circumstance and who's coming to me, who's being bullied? And say what you hear the Father say. Because otherwise, you're giving some something. But whatever the Holy Spirit gives you is accurate. The pain in the heart is the flag, is the sign, is the moment. Let's use the other example. When Bart felt icky in his stomach, when Nancy gave him an icky hug, why was that hug icky? It was codependent. It was patronizing. She had good intention, but it came from a wound. It didn't come from wholeness. It came from a hole. What comes out of a hole in the ground? A worm. Do you know that God called Jacob a worm? Oh, Jacob, thou worm. Why would he call Jacob a worm? He made him. Because a worm is something that's neither male nor female that lives in the dirt. Guess what your spirit is? Neither male nor female, and it lives in the dirt. Jacob means deceived by sorrow and suffering. So she's a spirit that lives in the dirt that was deceived by her sorrow and suffering. Therefore, she acted like a worm. Grovelly. Now, she doesn't like it. I did the same thing, often. And Michael's response is the same as Bart's. It's identical. It's no different than if we all smelled a dead fish, one person wouldn't say, A bear might. But the rest of us, if we smell a rotten fish, we go, oh, that stinks. It's supposed to stink. You were accurate. You just missed it and didn't know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. That's missing the mark. And when you miss it, the anger, the malice, the accusations, that's next.
That's what I do with her son. My heart senses correctly.
Yeah.
And so I get confused. I don't know what to do about that because I know it in my heart.
It's accurate.
Something's not right.
That's right.
But my brain doesn't know how to interpret it.
And even if your brain knew how, God says, don't lean unto it.
Right.
Let this same mind be in you that was also in Christ, that he didn't count it robbery to be equal with God. So, but what is the equal with God in that point? God, this is your emotion in me. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that's truth. Mm-hmm. Who's the truth? Jesus.
Right.
So when you feel that, you're actually feeling God.
Right.
Well, it don't feel good. It feels like fire. Right. It feels like burning. What happened whenever you laid your hand on that man? He felt like he was burning. I asked God about that. I said, God, why did that happen? And why is that so important to Bart? And God said, tell him that he's just like that man. And before he heals, I'm going to touch him on his head and he's going to burn like fire. And it's going to be uncomfortable, but he'll get healed. Because part of Bart says, why don't you just heal me instantly like you healed that man instantly? He is going to heal you like he healed the man. But it's going to be in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye. What does that mean? When your eye gets the light and the truth hits it, that's the change. See, in the natural, it looks instant, like outside of time. But we've learned that emotions are outside of time.
Right.
And when you get that sparkle in your eye, when you see, when Michael saw the reason that he was doing what he was doing, and it was uncontrollable, it wasn't an act of his will, seeing it, that's the twinkling of an eye. That's an instant. Seeing it changed him. Why? Because truth makes us free. Free from what? That hell that he was trapped in. Why was he trapped in it? Because he judged somebody else. And that judgment nailed him to the curse of becoming the same thing. So the minute he saw it, he no longer had unforgiveness toward the person that wounded him when he was little. And he was free. That was the resurrection. And guess what happened? The resurrection's when the stone is rolled away. In the third day. In that third part of him. What's the third part of him? The neutral. What is the neutral? The I don't understand part. It's all things.
Anything's possible.
So the positive is in you. The negative's in you. So when did the positive happen for Michael? When the compassion came. The negative was the pain. And the anger that was really a sign saying the little boy in you, when you were vulnerable and needed to be encouraged, wasn't. And now that this young man needs to be encouraged and wants approval, inside of you, you're angry. Why should he get approval if you didn't?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that may not be logically what he's thinking. But that's what the little child felt. That's a logical conclusion that you could use with those emotions. So what we want to do, and let's go ahead and end this podcast thing here now.